This is the EWN Radio Network.
Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur with your host, Steve Kidd, third-generation minister and business coach. Join Steve and his guests to get answers to your questions and help break through to the next level in your business.
This is Steve. Welcome to Thriving Entrepreneur. Thank you for your time here with us today. Thank you. Kathy and I love working together, and we love bringing Thriving Entrepreneur to you to help you thrive in your life and business. Thank you for choosing us. We know there are things in your life that could keep you from being able to, and we appreciate that the time you're taking to listen to this is a choice. And we always want to bring to you people that can impact your life. I believe right now today, whether you're listening live or it's 5 years from the time that I'm actually speaking these words live, I believe that what I'm going to say today was meant to help you exactly right where you are right now. Whether you're working a full-time corporate job and you have a side business, whether you're a full-time entrepreneur, or whether, like I was, like Kathy was, you're a single parent. Your life is 99% consumed by providing for your little children and by squeaking in the business that you really want to have. When I became a single parent, I had five kids from 3 to 14 that wanted and needed me to have them be the number one focus in my life. And I respect you and I appreciate the sacrifice that you're making. But I want you to know that you are enough and you have the things that you need right now in your life. It reminds me of the story, Wizard of Oz. You remember that? Judy Garland, she played Dorothy, her cute little dog Toto. Without going into all the details of Wizard of Oz, do you remember the first thing that happens to Dorothy when she arrives in Oz? That's right. The ruby slippers are on the witch that the house landed on, and she's given the slippers. And then she's off on this magical journey, sometimes good, sometimes bad, living in that somewhere over the rainbow. And at the end of it, she comes and she misses the balloon. And the witch says to her, you know, Glinda the Good Witch says, "You've had it in you all along." You see, sometimes we have to follow the yellow brick road in our life, and we come up against a whole lot of obstacles. We have a whole bunch of friends that jump in and help us out. But the thing that we need to discover is that that thing that we took for granted, you know, home, the circumstance we have right now, that it's always been there with us. And that what we need to live our best life, it was always right there with you. As soon as you begin to feel about your business like Dorothy came to realize she felt about home, then you can live in the here and now. Rather than dreaming of somewhere over the rainbow, you can realize that there is no place like home. What does that mean to you today? What are the things in your life? I know you've got pressures. I've still got pressures. Our business is growing and thriving, and Kathy and I are thrilled with all the authors that we can help become bestsellers. But we still have bills to pay, still have payments to make, all of those kind of things. Susie Carter, one of our coaches, said to me the other day, she said, you know, it never really changes. It's just, you know, new level, new devil. It's just a matter of what kind of car can you arrive at your troubles with these days. And that's really what it is. What do you have now in your life? Maybe it is a little child. I can tell you, with all of my kids being grown up, there are times that I miss them and I wish that they were still little. And yet there are also times when I'm really glad they aren't. The biggest thing that we can do is really, truly be fully invested in the now and realize, just like Glenda told Dorothy, that you had it with you all along. The question becomes, are you ready to embrace the thing that you have and to then take whatever time? It could be 5 minutes a week. It could be 20 hours a day. Are you willing to put your heart and soul into that passionate thing you were created to be so that you can live the best life? Well, we're going to try to help you do that today. What if I was to tell you that everything that you need is already in you? Well, today, that's exactly what we're going to talk about. And I'm so lucky to be joined today. Marcus Alexander, not only a good friend, but he's also helping us with our company. And he's going to help us learn that it is already in you. Marcus, thanks for being here with you today.
Hey, Steve, thanks so much for having me, man. I really appreciate it.
Oh, well, so glad to have you on the show. Looking forward to it. Tell everybody to start off with just a little bit about your background.
Oh, my background. I started off in IT, but I started off in the IT area that's most connected and mostly related to people and how people react and interact with the technology. And it's called user experience, or UX, the letters UX for short. And I started in that around 98, 99, and through that UX experience, that's kind of how I got into marketing. Just so obsessed and so concerned with the user experience and how that impacted the user. And then that got me into the psychology of why they're using the technology they're using and how we can better adopt that technology to what they're using. And from there, just and it naturally, I was working at, I believe, Bank of America at the time, and it just naturally flowed into marketing. And so since, 2001, since 2001, I've been working in the marketing and specifically consumer behavior. And from that consumer behavior, that also got me interested in the more in the psychology of people and how they operate and why they do what they do. And that just continually built and built and built to open me up to the realm of personal development. And that's kind of what brought me here today. I've been in personal development, still learning how the mind works and why we do the things we do. And that started in about 2006, so about 10 years ago. And been doing marketing and personal development ever since. So that's kind of a little bit about me that got me from there to this point.
You know, it's interesting that you bring up the phrase, why do we do what we do? I think at least once a day, all of us runs into that question with somebody else. Why do they do that thing?
Yeah, it's so true. It is so true.
Well, I was going to say, I think it's, you know, common in experience with people that we look at everywhere else for the solutions, for the things that we have going on in our life, before we just simply stop and look inside to what gifts we already have inside of us. With your study on why we do what we do that?
Well, you know, it's really kind of fascinating. So in my journey of learning about the mind, first from a technological standpoint, then from a marketing standpoint, and now just to a people and personal standpoint through personal development, you learned a lot about the conscious mind and the subconscious mind. And so the subconscious mind, we don't have conscious awareness of it, but the subconscious mind has three main purposes or goals. The first is to keep you safe. And that's safe physically, but also to keep you safe mentally and emotionally. So that's its first priority. The second priority of your subconscious mind Your subconscious mind always wants to know why. It's always in search for a reason or search for some reasoning. And the third is your subconscious mind always wants to be right on some level. So when you combine all these three things together, you find that, let me back up a little bit further. Also from our upbringing, like when we were in grade school, oftentimes the teachers were used to getting information from other sources and then using that information in order to form either our correct answer or regurgitate what we were told or those type of things. So we're kind of ingrained in that pattern, which kind of further supports the subconscious mind three tenets that I just mentioned there. And that's kind of ingrained through us through our childhood. The problem is it worked for a time, and that worked great when we were children. But now that we're adults, a lot of us are still using that same type of process of externally looking for something or externally looking for something to solve usually internal problems or internal things. And it's just something that's been ingrained in us. And until another outside source brings calls to our attention or expands our awareness that, hey, you know, it's like a remote control right beside you. You're looking everywhere else, but it's literally right in you. It's literally right next to you. We'll continue on that path. It's kind of, you might remember the law of inertia when you're in school from physics. Anything in motion will stay in motion unless acted upon by an outside force, or anything at rest will stay at rest unless acted upon by an outside force. So it's been kind of ingrained in us since we were little, and most of us, we don't have any force to help shift that what's been ingrained in us for usually 12 plus or even more years. So it's probably a long explanation to the why question, but I love that question. I love when people ask that because it's just so fascinating to me.
Well, there are a lot of things that we do that are very back of brain, subconscious.
Oh, yeah.
You don't even think of, you know, a couple of simple, you know, kind of examples come to mind. Like, for example, when you go to a restaurant and you order a drink, if you're drinking soda, you know, 9 times out of 10, a person's going to ask for a Coke, whether they sell Coke or Pepsi or, you know, some generic product there. We just use that word. You know, when you wipe your face, you know, because you just sneezed, you ask for a Kleenex, even though that's technically, again, a brand name. And another one, of course, you know, in our specific industry that Kathy and I deal with all the time is that phrase best-selling author. You know, it's another one of those things. I was talking to somebody the other day, you'll love this one, Marcus. And I was like, you know, when you go into the doctor's office, there is something about Dr. So-and-so walking into the room that you immediately trust that person. You don't know.
Yeah.
He could have graduated top of his class, or he could have been that guy that just barely passed, you know, and you still have the respect for them that, you know, I'm going to sit here on this table in this doctor's office and they're going to fix this, whatever it is medically that I'm needing help with. And really, the phrase best-selling author is another one of those back of brain things that, you know, somebody comes up to you and says, hey, I'm a best-selling author. And you immediately go, oh, well, this person must really have something to say.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. And it's that's a lot of that's due to great branding and just what's been entrenched. And also that same kind of entrenchment that I mentioned from grade school, similar to the branding that you mentioned, like with Coke, or people synonymize Band-Aid with bandages. But no, Band-Aid is the brand, not the actual product. Or Kleenex. Vaseline is another one. Remember a friend said, hey, pass me the Vaseline. And I thought that they were saying the eye drops, the Visine, because we'd always call it petroleum jelly. And I'm like, oh, that was just one of those shifts. So I know exactly what you're talking about.
And of course, that's the holy grail for anybody that's doing any kind of marketing is to get their product, their good, their service to the point where they become a part of the language of our culture. You know,
absolutely.
Is there a secret? Is there something that somebody could tap into to begin to take their product or service down that road of being just a household name?
Absolutely. So one of the common things that you see among many of those brands that you mentioned, not only do they have that great brand recognition, but there's a lot of things that they do that appeal to the subconscious mind. And most of that revolves around them becoming an authority in their field. So just like that doctor's example that you said, it's about them being that authority in that field. So how do they become that authority in that field? Oftentimes, it's really as simple as helping in that industry. If you're a marketer, for example, I do I'll give marketing tips totally for free to clients, forums, and presentations, just literally to help. I'm not there for any other purpose but to help. Coca-Cola, you see them doing a lot of PR or public relations events, literally just to help, just to give back. They did this campaign about obesity and they actually teamed up with one of their competitors, Pepsi, to do this campaign about obesity and how to stop obesity and how to combat obesity. So it's really about getting out there to help people. That's really how you become an authority. And when you have that bestseller title with you, it helps strengthen that trust and authority that others see in you. And then you're able to, that trust and authority helps you help more people and helps you have this kind of ripple effect, because those people that you help are going to help others. And it's really a beautiful, beautiful process. But it starts with that, just having a heart and desire to genuinely help people with no strings attached.
Genuinely, authentically, with no strings attached. Can you do that? What do you think? I mean, that's harder than it sounds sometimes, isn't it? To not be thinking about ourselves. But can we step outside of all of the things that we're striving for and genuinely help with no strings attached? I'm going to let you think about that for a second. We'll be right back here on Thriving Entrepreneur.
I'm looking for a certain kind of woman, and I think you know her. She's an entrepreneur that is highly connected, successful, significant in her own industry, and considered the go-to woman in her community. She's received so much from so many women in business, she's ready to give back to others on their journey, lifting as she climbs. Hi, this is Sandra Yancey, and I'm the founder and CEO of eWomen Network. I'm looking to connect with the woman I've just described who lives in your community so that we might have a conversation about how eWomen Network's proven success system can provide her a platform to elevate her success and ability to support women in business. Our international community of managing directors are influencing the speed of success for women in business around the world. If that sounds like something that you want to be part of or know someone we should talk with, send an email to managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. That's managingdirector@ewomennetwork.com. And let's start the conversation.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time, because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. I'm here with Marcus Alexander. We are talking about the things that are in you. You've already got them there. Just imagine if you really tapped into the resource of the amazing person that you are. So we talked a little bit about what kind of things can you do genuinely, and what would you do with no strings attached? There are so many elements to marketing our business, to being an impact in the world. But the first thing that we have to do is really find out where is the core of our passion. Wanting to find the perfect name, the perfect company. You know, if I just do this thing absolutely right, then it's going to be a success. In fact, I'll tell you a funny story. You'll love this one, Marcus. I was working as a consultant with a company, and they decided to rebrand themselves, to change their company name. Mm. And they hired the company that that did the naming for Starbucks. You know, talk about household words. You know, and so they paid him like $60,000 for a name change. So at the time I was a little frustrated with that particular company from some advice they weren't listening to. I did research into Starbucks company name. Now, Starbucks is a household term. I mean, if you're listening to this show now, you probably have heard of Starbucks. And if you haven't, I really got to know what section of the world you're living in where you don't know about Starbucks. The name actually comes from the book Moby Dick. In the story Moby Dick, there is evidently a character called Starbuck. And Starbuck gets lured away by sirens. So if you think about the logo for Starbucks, that mermaid-looking thing on the front is actually a siren. And she lured him away with her song and with coffee. And that's where they came up with the name Starbucks, is based out of that. When I did this research, I was the place I happened to be working at the time, my dad and I both worked there. I was riding the train into work, and I was sharing this story with my dad, and the lady in front of us stops, turns around and goes, "Are you kidding?" She goes, "I am a school teacher. I've taught the book Moby Dick for the last 20 years straight, and I didn't even remember the character Starbucks in that book."
That is too funny.
And the reason why I tell that story, fairly regularly is because, there is no such thing as a perfect name. You know, Wells Fargo, right, that you and I were chatting about before, JCPenney's, the list goes on of very enormous brand names that are just simply, they just took the person's name, you know. It was JCPenney, and he had stuff, and he sold it, and he built a brand, you know.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what would your advice be to that person who is spinning their wheels trying to find that perfect niche, that perfect name?
Wow, that's a great question, because that's something that a lot of our clients come to us about is that name, and that they want that perfect name. And I didn't even know that was the origin of Starbucks. That is amazing. I'm going to be taking that, stealing that story from you, by the way. So first of all, a lot of times when I go into companies consulting, one of my first questions is, what is their mission? And you'd be surprised, a number of companies, they'll start off talking about their name, their logo, and things, but they have dedicated no time to their mission, or they'll try and come up with one on the spot just because I asked. And you have to start with that mission. What is your mission? What are you, what is the value that you are trying to bring to people? Whether it's a catchy name or anything like that, that's going to be up to the branding, you making yourself an authority like we talked about before. That can be done from a from a art and science standpoint, from a marketing art and science standpoint, but knowing what your mission is. And a lot of times when you know your mission and then you know your purpose and vision, your objectives of your company, what is that value? What is that gift you want to bring to the world? You'd be surprised how a lot of things naturally flow from there. So it's not, ironically, it's not as important what the name is. It's more important of what you do. And what you do and what people can walk away from after they experience you, that's really what will be the most important thing. And so I, in fact, just about every company I work with, they have their name and they have their brand or their logo. The two aren't synonymous, but they have their logo, but they don't have their mission. They don't have their goals. They don't have their vision, what's driving that company. And so I would tell everyone to start there. Start there with your mission. Everything else from there will flow naturally if you start from the right point of your mission.
And I think that's what your book really helps people embrace, is that concept. It's already mm-hmm. in you. That purpose, that reason for you being, is deep inside of you. It's not going to come from outside. There isn't going to be some mm-hmm. guy that's going to walk into your company that's a marketing guru, and he's going to all of a sudden, do surgery on you and implant a purpose. You know? You were inherently born with that. You just have to, first of all, acknowledge that you've got it and then really begin to really let it out.
Yeah, absolutely. It's so, and I'm a full believer in that process of just when you really focus on you and really notice that what is in you is not only enough, it's more than enough. You are designed and destined for greatness. Everything comes from there. Confidence skyrockets, your income skyrockets, your relationships skyrocket. It's a symbiotic effect, but it has that starting point. Who are you? You know, what is it about you that makes you unique? What is it? What is your passion? What gift do you want to bring to the world? So literally those same questions. Yeah, that's nail on the head. Those same questions that we ask about a company's mission, the company's purpose, that company's vision. Same thing with you as an individual. What's your individual mission, your purpose, your vision? What gift are you trying to leave to the world? And that's a great starting point to discovering that it's already in you.
What gift are you here on the planet to give to the world? What is that thing welling up from within you that just keeps constantly coming out? I hope you'll think about that while we take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back here on Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is the EWN Radio Network.
Imagine the feeling of being seen as the go-to expert in your field and having that at no extra cost for marketing. Plus, having more time for your family, friends, vacations, and hobbies. You don't have to imagine anymore. Hi, I'm Kristen Baker, Sales, Money, and Success Coach, and I want to share my proven formula that I use to close over $100 million in sales. Go to KristenBakerCoach.com, that's K-R-I-S-T-E-N, BakerCoach.com, and access my free checklist called Turn 100 Leads into $20,000. Find out in less than 5 minutes if you've been sitting on a gold mine of ideal clients. Stop wasting time and money on sales and marketing methods that don't work. Start by going to KristenBakerCoach.com. Download my checklist and let's get started today.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time, because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. I'm here with Marcus Alexander, and we are talking about his amazing book, It's Already In You, and how you can tap into that wonderful, divine, amazing thing that is you, that gift that you were given to the world to give to the world. So let's dive even deeper into this and see what we can dig out for you. Well, and in fact, you mentioned earlier the psychology of, you know, user experience. And the thing that I'm learning more and more now that I'm approaching 50 is that really, to be really effective in business, you really need some good therapy, you know? Well, and I don't mean that in a bad way. I mean it from the standpoint of getting in touch with who you really are and then being okay with that, because that's two totally, we could do two complete shows just on getting in touch with who you are and then being okay with who you are. But it really is kind of the secret. You got to really know who you are in the side and then let it out and just shine who you are. I mean, I know you see it all the time. People that are so busy trying to be like somebody else. And it could be a movie star or, you know, Oprah or Lisa Nichols. You know, I mean, don't all of us want to have Lisa's talent, you know? But But the thing that makes them so amazing is that they just are them.
That a couple of mentors poured that into me a couple of years ago. There is so much power in your authenticity. There's one thing that this world doesn't have without you, and that's you, your authentic self, not being who you, not aping somebody you admire, not trying to be something you're not, not I love this line from a mentor, not sacrificing your integrity for someone else's approval. There's so much, the world needs you. The world needs you authentically, because there has never been, nor will there ever be, you. That's the one thing that nobody in this world can duplicate is you. Even if you're an identical twin, you each or triplets or whatever else, you individually, there's no duplication for that. And being your authentic self is that gift that the world needs. But so many times from social pressures or, there's a million things, social pressures or trying to appeal to our parents, trying to appeal to our friends or worried about what our friends will say or our colleagues will say, so many different things that will encourage us to not be our authentic self or to hold back our authentic self and be who we think others want us to be. But that inauthenticity, one, we're not operating from a place of power, and two, that's really not what the world needs. You are here for a purpose, and that is to be you, to be authentically you. And I think the line you said before that about the counseling is really not a bad thing. Counseling, coaching, call it whatever you like. The way we mentioned how the mind works earlier, it's really a big form of protection. So your mind isn't designed to get the most out of itself by itself. It's just not designed that way. So getting coaches or a mentor or both. I have both. I have coaches. I have mentors. I have advisors. I have all, and I have several of each. That's a great way to help get the most out of you. It's one thing for you to ask yourself, okay, what is it in me? It's another thing for somebody to help pull that out of you. So that's really, I would encourage people, you know, take advantage of that. There's several people that have your best interests at heart that want to help you bring the best out of you. And I haven't seen a case where that has not been true, but you need somebody to help bring that best and that bring the best out of you out. And coaches and mentors are just a great way to do that.
Yeah, because ultimately, what we all need is the best of everybody that's around us. Anybody that's been in a relationship that hasn't worked, you know, the easy thing is to be able to notice all the flaws in the other person. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
But the truth of the matter is there was two of us in that relationship. And there's a whole bunch of fingers pointing back at us, too. And the flip side to it is in a successful relationship, it really does have to do with being the most genuine, authentic version of yourself. You know, I used to tell my kids, it's like, you know, the problem with the lie is that then you got to remember what you said.
Yeah.
And that's really the key to just being authentically you. Is then you just show up as you everywhere. You know, then there's just nothing that you have to hide from because of that. That's why I really love your book, Marcus. It's already in you. It is already in you. You don't have to take another course. I mean, I encourage you to take another course and all those kind of things, but all of those are going to do is just help open up that wonderful gem that's already inside of you.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And it's essential. It's again, that starting point, knowing that it's already in you. In one of my coaching sessions, that was one of my breakthroughs. There was this tremendous process of this coach taking me through my older self talking to my current self, and then my current self talking to my younger self. And all of the solutions were there in me. It was just a different form of me. But it took that coach to help bring out that locked in information that was inside of me. And it's, a lot of people go to these courses and such thinking that, oh, they're going to give me something that I don't already have. I tell my students this, I teach at the collegiate level, and the actual source of the word education is edu or something, something along those Latinly lines. But the translation of that means to bring out of. So the source of the word education is to bring out of you that which is already in you. And but we never in school, we rarely go into what does education mean. But I tell my students that, and I've been telling them that for like the last 4 or 5 years, ever since I learned what education means. Go to these courses, yes, but realize they're building on something that's already inside of you. So start with that premise. Get the help, get the coaching, get the mentoring, go to the courses, and at the same time know that they're building on something that's already inside you.
So pretend that I don't already have well-defined, because who knows, maybe we'll discover something in this process. Walk me through it. I come to you as a brand new client, and I'm like, Marcus, I don't know, you know, what I should do. How would you walk me through discovering what's already in me?
Oh, great question. Well, the first thing I do is I just start to talk with you. I start to talk with you and learn about you. I learn about your passions, your goals, your mission. What gift you would like to bring to the world? What are the things that you love? What are you passionate about? What is it that you would do for free if you, let's say you have all the money in the world and working is not an issue, you can do whatever you like. What is it that you would do for free? What is it that you would do to give back to mankind or the world? And we start to then dive down into what your purpose is. A lot of what I've experienced with my coaches, there's a lot that we, on a subconscious level, that was ingrained in us from when we were kids, a lot of times by other kids or by our interactions with adults or our lack of interactions with adults. There's so much there that can be uncovered, and that's where a lot of our these seeds and these beliefs that often hold us back, or these stories that we've constructed as kids, and we then find evidence to support those stories throughout our life. A lot of times those started when we were kids. So we'll start to dive back into there as well. We'll dive back into your childhood and just talk about some experiences that you had there. We'll talk about some of your What is it that's holding you back? Why aren't you the great success or further along in your success than you currently are? And if you are successful, what is your next step? And successful by your terms, the user, the individual, the user, when we were back in technical, the user experience, or the customer, or the person that's being coached, or the mentee, they're actually setting each one of these, the baseline for what is success, what is success for them. Are they currently where they would like to be? And if they are, where is their next level that they would like to go? So all of these things are set by that person. So we'll dive in there as well. One of my coaches, Sean Smith, calls this limiting beliefs. What are those beliefs that are limiting your success or limiting you from being authentic? Authentic. There we go. What are those beliefs that are holding you back from that? So it's really a deep dive into you, and it's a process to help you not only bring the best out of you, but what's the saying? Albert Einstein said something along the lines of you can't solve a problem with the same mind that created it. So it's not necessarily that your mind can't solve it. It's just the state that your mind is in. So that can come from a shift in your awareness, a shift in your perception, a shift in your perception of events that have already happened. And that's where that mentor or somebody like myself or someone like my coaches come in to help you make that shift. So it's not that you yourself can't solve that problem. You just need a shift. Oftentimes we need a shift in our awareness or our perception around events. Like you said, with the relationship, there were two people in that relationship. Not that that other person did all those, did everything wrong in the relationship. Now I'm not saying they were perfect, but you weren't perfect either. You know, we're all imperfect beings trying to find our way home or trying to find our way back home. So, we will start with that process, a very long answer. I'm full of long answers, right? A very long answer, but we start with you. We start uncovering you, your beliefs that are holding you back. We try to identify where those beliefs started, and we try to tackle those beliefs. We don't cope with those events. A lot of people will teach coping, but coping is kind of that, nobody wants to really cope. We want to do what we call clear. We want to clear out some of the triggers to some of those beliefs that have formed when we were younger, to hopefully when we start thinking along those lines, we don't go along the same lines that we were thinking for years and years and years that continue to hold us back. When that trigger happens, now we're able to say, oh, okay, I recognize this trigger. Now I've learned some clearing techniques to take this state of mind or take this thought process even in a different pathway. That way it doesn't limit your actions as much as it used to. Mm. Does that make sense? I'm kind of talking
preform. Oh, no, that makes that, really great sense. What would you do if you could do anything? Have you ever heard the phrase, if you could do anything and know it wouldn't fail, what would you do? Often when we hear that, it immediately triggers things from our past that become roadblocks to doing the things that we could do, rather than opening up the gift of possibility. So let me ask you again. But before I do, clear your mind for a second and be open to possibility. Now ask yourself, what would you do if you knew that what you do could not fail? What would you do if you couldn't fail? Think about that. We'll be right back here on Thriving Entrepreneur.
Hi, I'm Sandra Yancey, founder and CEO of eWomen Network. One of my mottos for business owners is, you can't do it alone. Whether you're in the startup stage of your business or you're scaling, you can't grow without relationships to provide support, wisdom, and new customers. eWomen Network is your home to connect with other women entrepreneurs who've been where you are or are experiencing the same challenges. We have chapters across the U.S. and Canada that have monthly events featuring our trademarked process called accelerated networking to ensure you get the contacts, resources, and leads you need to grow your business. And once you become a member, you get many benefits, including 2 one-on-one coaching sessions, unlimited access to our membership database, your own personal profile page, and discounts on products and services with our business partners such as UPS and American Express Open. Join the eWomen Network community and let us help you live your dream. For details, visit eWomenNetwork.com.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.
Welcome back to Thriving Entrepreneur.
This is Steve. Welcome back. I'm here with Marcus Alexander, and we are talking about the fact that it is already in you. It's already in you. You don't have to go anywhere else because everything that you need in life is already in you. So what did you come up with? What did you decide you would do if you could not fail, if you knew that any risk you took, any opportunity you had, any chance in your life, if you would simply do it, it would succeed? What would you do? What are the possibilities of the things that you would share? And then break it down further. What would you share? What would you say to the people around you, if you knew that the message inside of you that's screaming to get out was going to be accepted? What would you do? You know, one of the things I always try to ask people, and of course it's part of the book writing process, but I've done it in coaching sessions too, is if you could only say one thing to a person, what is that one thing you have to say? That thing that you just can't hold back? And, you know, sometimes people struggle with that still. And then I'll ask them, well, what is that thing that you say all the time? If they're parents, I always use the example, you know, what is that thing that you say so often that when you say it, your kids roll their eyes at you? That's a clue.
I love that.
You know, and a lot of times moms especially will be like, well, the thing I'm always saying all the time is clean up your room, clean up your room, clean up your room. You know, that's not my passion. That's not, I don't want to start a clean up your room company. you know, and we have to help them, you know, peel back the layers of that to the, well, why are you telling them to clean up your room? There are mothers who they don't care if their child's room is destroyed. But yet for you, it's important. Why is it important? Are you trying to make them, you know, learn the skill of cleaning up after themselves or organization? Or, you know, what is that thing to you that it means to you? And it's different, you know, to some respect for each of us as to what really is important, you know, in that situation. So the book is called It's Already In You. It's coming out here shortly on Amazon.com, soon to be our next best-selling book. Absolutely amazing, Marcus Alexander. I just love the work he's doing with us, and I love this book. Marcus, how can people, besides, of course, getting your book, how can people get in contact with you if they want to?
Oh, thank you for asking. We would love to connect with each and every one of you. great people helping other great people, and together, all of us great people helping each other. I mean, just imagine the beauty that can come from that. So the book is titled It's Already In You, and you can reach me on social media channels at that same title, on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Periscope, and Pinterest. And all of those are under It's Already In You. No fancy spelling, but the book title, It's Already In You. And you can reach me on each one of those platforms at that same title, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, Pinterest, Periscope. It's Already In You.
Marcus, I really appreciate that. And I really do encourage everybody, reach out to Marcus. Have him help you discover, define, and or refine what is already in you, and pick up the book, It's Already In You, on Amazon today. Marcus, thanks so much for being here with us today.
Thank you, Steve. I really appreciate this opportunity to speak with you and your audience. This is truly a blessing, and just want everybody to remember, It's Already In You. We're at itsalreadyinyou.com, as well as on social media, also at It's Already In You, Facebook, Twitter, Pinterest, Instagram, Periscope. Let's start to find what's already in each and every one of us and use that to affect the world in a very positive and dynamic way.
Oh, yes, you have got to do that. First of all, you need to run out and get this book, It's Already In You, by Dr. Marcus Alexander. Marcus is an amazing individual. I'm so happy for the help that he's giving Kathy and I in our business, but even more so for his friendship and for really getting the opportunity more and more to be able to get to know him. He's an amazing individual. And this book is going to bring to light some things that you absolutely do need to know, take a hold of, and really accept in your life. So please do get It's Already In You by Dr. Marcus Alexander, available on Amazon. I really do hope that even more so than the book, and I know Marcus well enough to know that this is his heartbeat too, that what you got out of this today was just how amazingly important you are to this world. We talked about at the beginning of the show about Dorothy in The Wizard of Oz with the ruby slippers on and finding out at that point that she already always had the power to get back home, to get to that thing that she found that she knew she really wanted. But she had to go through some things in life. See, we all go through stuff in life. Sometimes those things in life are the things that help us to understand that what we already have is exactly what we were supposed to have. And I really hope that we can help shake you up just a little bit and really begin to think of the things that you have in your life rather than all of the things that are pressing down on you. Bills are going to come and go. Kids are going to get sick. Life has life issues, but you have everything you need. It is already in you. I really encourage you to just really, truly take that today, accept it, live in it, grow in that place of accepting how amazingly awesome you are. You know, Kathy and I love what we do, because we get to share with you some amazing people, people that blow us away every single day with the message that they're bringing to the world. Not necessarily because they've come up with something that no one has ever thought of, but because they do it in a way that only they can do it. And that is your story. You need to be our next best-selling author. It's not just some gimmick that we came up with. It is a mission for Kathy and I. We actually have a goal over the course of the rest of our lives to help a million plus people become best-selling authors so that we can help use the gifts that we've been given to help change the world. We know that every single person that steps up, that stands out, that uses their voice to share that thing that was planted inside of them, we know that the world is a better place. We know that there are no such thing as bad messages. The only bad message is the one that you're sharing with nobody, that you're keeping buried inside of you. I say it almost every week, but it's so true. I can guarantee you there is somebody right now that is on Google desperate, searching for that thing that you do so easily that you probably don't even realize that's your gift. And we want to help unlock that for you. We, of course, have created bestsellersguild.com. It's a free Facebook group that you can come and join us. You can be with like-minded people. We know that 80% of the people in the world say that they want to write a book. So we know that if you're listening, you're probably one of the 80% of the people in the world that wants to write a book. And we want to help you do that. So please do come join us at bestsellersguild.com. Free group. We'd love to have you there. We can share with you some tips, some tricks, some inside things, and a community of people that are all working together to help one another become bestsellers, to share their message with the world so that they can change and impact the world that we live in and make it a better place for all of us. Thank you so much for the time that you've spent today. And thank you for those of you that are already members of Bestsellers Guild. You know we love you and we're here for you. And we want to help you put out your next bestseller. Whether you've got 1, 2, 3, 5 bestsellers, whether you've done 25 bestsellers, we're excited about all the ones you've done and all of those messages that are still in you that are going to come out, because we know how much that's going to change the world, how much of an impact you were meant to make on the world, because only you can be you. So please do come join us at bestsellersguild.com. Kathy and I would love to be able to get to know you and help you share your best-selling story with the world. If you're listening live, you know, then a lot of you probably know that Kathy and I are going to be at Speak and Write to Make Millions in Atlanta. And if you're not listening, there is another Speak and Write event that's either in May or in October in LA or in Atlanta. And Lisa Nichols and all of the Motivating the Masses team do a great job of doing that. We'd love to see you, to share with you how you can be a best-selling author. It's not just something that you have to dream about. It is something that you can do. You can do it whether you're good at writing or not, whether you know what your story is or not, whether you think you should do it or not. I guarantee you, you have a message that needs to be shared, because you are uniquely brilliant. You were created for a purpose. The world needs you. Kathy and I are here to help you live every day of your life as a thriving entrepreneur. Until next time, have a great week.
Thanks for listening to Thriving Entrepreneur today. If you want to get your question answered, send an email to questions@wehelpyouthrive.com. We look forward to you joining us again next time.
You've heard Kathy and I talk about it. You've seen the workshops. You have watched as others of your friends have become a best-selling author. And now it's your turn. Let me ask you this. What would being a best-selling author do for your business? Over 80% of people surveyed said that they want to write a book, which means that if you're listening, you probably are one of those people. Now is your time, because you have a message that needs to be shared. That message is not for you. It's not for your ego. It is because it serves other people. Kathy and I are here to help you share your unique brilliance with the world. All you need to do is go to wehelpyouthrive.com, check us out, and find out how you can be a best-selling author today.